Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the SBI Radio Network, Swift 98, and The Spur for our Teen Vocalist Preview. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Star Valley High School, Duke Dance with you live in studio, and Mr. David Kazare joining as well for the big preview show. Dave, tomorrow night, how you doing over there with this thing?
I cannot believe it, but it's almost here.
It's almost here?
It is Teen Vocalist Eve, which means there's a lot of nerves for the contestants and a lot of excitement for the audience. It's going to be an awesome show, though, Duke, because we've got 8 amazing teen contestants, all who have amazing voices, great talent, and they're all performing on stage for the world to see tomorrow night.
$1,000 grand prize up for grabs, and somebody's going to win it. Vivian Barrett, Whitney Hale, Grant Buchanan, Bria Jack, Joshua Baird, Anson Robinson, Maya Allred, and Weston Stuckey. That's the star-studded lineup, all local teen talent for this. That's going to be a show, man. That's a show.
It's a show. Duke, what the heck were you doing when, you were 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 years old?
I was not stepping on stage all by myself, man. To perform alone is something else, but to be on your own in front of your peers with $1,000 on the line, no way.
Are you kidding
not
me?
Not a chance.
Well, that's the big thing that I tell these contestants, first of all. The bravery they have to come out and get on stage and do this, it's really notable. And so, yeah, I tip my hat for them even wanting to do this. But on top of that, Duke, they really do have fantastic voices. And I'm just excited to see where this will go tomorrow night.
It all starts at 7 o'clock. Coming up during our preview show, 4 teen vocalists presented by Randy Thompson State Farm Insurance. We'll go through each of the contestants one by one and tell you about some of the other big things that will happen during the show tomorrow night. It is our Teen Vocalist Preview, presented by Randy Thompson State Farm Insurance, live on Swift 98, The Spur, and the SBI Radio Network. Back in the SBI radio studios on Swift 98 and The Spur with our Teen Vocalist Preview show today. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock p.m. at Star Valley High School. Duke Dance and David Kazare in studio with you today. And David, we're going to go through each of the 8 contestants. You've had a chance to interview all these contestants, and you've talked to them on Swift during your drive at 5. People can find those full interviews online as well at thevocalistusa.com and our Vocalist social media pages. What was it like to have all these contestants in studio with you?
Well, I'll be honest, Duke. It's one of my favorite things to do with this competition is to bring in these teenagers and have them talk on the radio. Because for a couple of reasons. One, before we get on and we record it, I have a chance to talk to them a little bit and get to know who they are. And each and every one of these have kind of a special place in my heart just because they all have unique strengths. And as we mentioned before, the fact that they even tried out for this. I mean, you know what I mean? It takes a lot of courage to be able to stand up and do what they're about to do tomorrow night. And so in my book, they're all winners. They're all heroes. But by far, each one of them has a unique perspective, a unique voice. And so it was really fun getting to know them. A
lot of variety. You keep saying unique, and you're not even kidding. Contestants range from age 13 to 18, various styles, various vocal styles. It's going to be really cool. It's going to be fun.
And Vivian, as you talk about the spectrum, 13 to 18, she's on the low end. She's 13 years old. But Duke, I'll be honest, the first time I heard her audition, I had to double check and make sure that was her age.
She had the wow factor for sure.
I was like, there's no way this girl is 13 years old. She has got an amazing voice. She tried out with an Adele song. And let's be real, Adele is tough to sing. And when you do it, you're always like, it's not quite Adele, But she was pretty dang close to Adele. She sounded so good. And so really, I had to do a double take on that and be like, is this girl really 13?
Yeah.
And she is.
She is. Yeah. It's really amazing. So her audition was actually, in fact, all the interviews when you talk to these contestants, you played a portion of the audition. So encourage you to go check out the interviews to hear the auditions, because Vivian really did bring the wow factor. And part of it is because of her age. Yeah. I mean, that added to the wow factor. But a part of it is because she is so good, and you expected her because she sounds like she's much older than that. And it would have been a wow even if she was 17 or 18, but the fact that she's only 13 just added to it.
It did. It put the cream right on top. But here's what I thought was so fun about Vivian was when I asked her, you know, I said, well, so what made you want to try out for the vocalist? And she gave out a pretty good answer. She talked about how it basically was on a whim. I mean, it was the last day of the tryouts.
Yeah, let's jump right to that. Here's Vivian's answer talking about auditioning on a whim.
So it was actually really last minute. We were coming home from Washington and we were in Idaho Falls and my dad was just scrolling on his Facebook and he saw the ad and he was like, hey, you want to do this? And I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. So we just tried out, not really knowing what would happen. And we got the email a little later. So it was
nice. So fun. Just happened to see it and say, why not?
Yeah.
Well, that is great. I'm really glad you did, Vivian, because your audition is phenomenal. I assume music's been a big part of your life. I mean, it sounds that way anyway, but talk to us a little bit about your music history.
So when I was a young child, my dad was in a band and he was always practicing at our house and he's a drummer. So he was always doing that. And when I was in kindergarten, both my parents really pushed me to do an instrument, piano. So I chose piano. And a couple of years later, I started guitar, and I've always loved singing. That's always been a big part of my life. So
that's a snapshot of Vivian Barrett and her conversation with David Kazare earlier on Swift 98. Again, you can hear the full conversation and a portion of her audition at thevocalistusa.com. David, we mentioned it. She's 13, very well spoken, as you just heard. And we'll talk about one of our contestants later on that was a 13-year-old last year and made it into the final. So you can't count her out because she's the young one.
Yeah, that's always the thing, right? When you look at a competition like this, you wonder, okay, experience, you know, how big of a deal can that be? And, you know, I mean, certainly it's got to play some kind of factor as far as experience, right? Like, you know, being able to come in and control your nerves and performance and things like that. But she's got some pretty good confidence because, I mean, you listen to her voice, how can she not? So I'm excited to see how far she'll go in the competition. I do think that she has some great potential there.
Speaking of experience, our next contestant we're going to discuss has it. Whitney Hale has been on the vocalist stage twice. In fact, she competed the very first year we did a vocalist competition, and that's one to remember and forget all at the same time. Not because of Whitney, but because of the way that the competition was. But yes. If you remember, Whitney was the runner-up that year, the first year under the arch in 2016 or whatever it was, and she was singing and we lost power. Do you remember this?
I do remember this.
And yeah. She did not miss a beat, just kept on going. We got the power back up and everything kicked back on. And she was right on.
Yeah.
She didn't even miss it.
Yeah. And that's the thing that blew me away is, you know, we had so many technical things going on. But she was right there. Yeah, we were kind of joking as I was talking to Whitney before our interview. About how she was, you know, that very first year when it was Swift Idol, when we first started this up, wanted to do a little singing competition, didn't we? And so got it going, and she of course made it in. And boy, she was young then, and I'll be honest, she sounded great then. She sounds great now. She's got such a very good voice, but so many things that she does with her singing ability. That I'm not a very experienced singer. You know, I don't really know what I'm talking about here, Duke, but you can tell that she knows what she's doing and she's doing some very, very cool things.
Part of that is because of her upbringing, if you will, and she grew up in an extremely musical family. You had the chance to talk about that. Here is Whitney Hale earlier with David Kazare.
I love it. So ever since I was young, my mom has been teaching lessons, you know, starting at 6 a.m. in the morning. So I hear it all throughout the day. And, you know, just singing in church and, like, talent shows and stuff. And just even just my mom playing the piano for me and me singing at my house. Like, I'll remember those memories forever, and I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. So it makes sense with your musical background, but tell us, why did you decide to try out for the teen vocalist this year?
Well, I actually participated in the very first vocalist on Main Street, and it was a great experience. And then I tried a couple years after that and then just kind of stopped for a few. But then I decided I would try this year just in the teen one to see what happened.
Well, we'll see what happens because she's in. And we're excited that she is. Whitney is an exceptional talent, and we're looking forward to having her back on the vocalist stage.
Absolutely, and she's so well-rounded. Duke, you know, she's musical, but she also does athletics. She's very smart. You know, she's going to BYU this coming fall, and just, anyway, just a great girl overall. So I'm excited to see how far she'll go in the competition tomorrow as well.
So from the youngest to one of the older contestants, now to one in between, a returner from last year, Grant Buchanan. This is his second year in the teen vocalist competition. And, you know, Grant has, he just has that voice. When you listen to Grant sing, it's very clear. It's very smooth. It's kind of one of those that just makes the ladies swoon a little bit. You know, it's just got that clear, soft tone to it.
It does. It's like velvet. You know what I mean? It has this nice tone to it. You know, his parents were funny when he came in to do his interview. His folks came along with him. And they made the comment, they're like, you know, he's kind of annoying because he's always singing around the house. I thought that was pretty funny. But you could tell because he's got his songs, right? And he mentions that in the interview. He's got his guys. Ed Sheeran, you know, is one that he really models after. And Louis Capaldi is another one. But that's the thing, is he knows those songs. That's kind of his jam. And he sings those type of songs a lot. So I'm excited to see what he's going to bring for us tomorrow night. I think that really he could be one of those guys that could take the whole thing. Because, as you mentioned, he has that wow factor with that nice voice. And look, girls love a dude that sings, okay? So I'm just saying, he could pick up a lot of votes and really could kind of woo those judges with the song selection he's going to have.
And as we mentioned, this is Grant's second time competing in Teen Vocalist. He was in the competition last year. During the interview with you, you asked him about maybe what he hopes to accomplish this year over last year, and here's his response.
So last year I didn't make it to the second round, so this year I want to give it another shot and hopefully make it.
So last year, going for the first time, do you feel like it's easier or harder coming into the competition after that 1 year of experience?
I think it's a little easier because you kind of know how it's already going to go a little bit, but it's also kind of tough because there's a lot more new people coming in this year.
That's, again, Grant Buchanan talking about performing for the second year. You can find that full conversation also at thevocalistusa.com and get to know Grant Buchanan a little. And we'll see how he does, see if he can get into that second round tomorrow night.
Absolutely. A man of few words, I'll say that. But he does play soccer as well at SVHS and just a fun kid. I had a great time chatting with him. We got the giggles a little bit because his hair, he's just got, I'm jealous, Duke. I wish I had hair like Grant Buchanan, but he's going to do a great job tomorrow night. It's going to be fun to listen to him.
It's all part of the Vocalist Preview Show presented by Randy Thompson State Farm Insurance. Coming up, we'll take a look at the other contestants that are in tomorrow night's competition. But first, Dave, before we go to break here, we are going to make a pretty big announcement tomorrow night during the show. And it's one of our favorite things, aside from the talent and the competition that's going on stage. We get to announce who our celebrity judge is going to be this August at the Lincoln County Fair.
You got it right, Duke. This is a big announcement. Each year that we've done this competition, it's gotten a little bit bigger. You know, bringing a celebrity guest judges isn't an easy thing. And as we've gone back and forth working with different agencies, trying to find the right fit for our show, I feel like this particular celebrity guest judge that's coming this next year is probably going to be one of the, if not the biggest one yet. But on a personal note, I am stoked because this is a huge thing, not just for the vocalist, but for Star Valley.
Well, this particular judge has a very unique skill set and this judge has performed on national television numerous times. Yeah. This judge has performed on national television numerous times. This person is still touring the country to sold out venues.
Right. Yes.
It's a very big deal, and I'm with you. I'm stoked. I still can't believe we got this judge to come, to be honest. Yeah. Like, it hasn't even sunk in for me yet. So super excited to be able to announce tomorrow night who this year's celebrity judge is going to be during the main vocalist competition at the Lincoln County Fair. That's the $10,000 prize competition. And so we'll have that announcement for you tomorrow night. Hey, stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll talk about some more contestants, including Bria Jack, Joshua Baird, Anson Robinson, Maya Allred, and Weston Stuckey. It's all part of the Teen Vocalist Preview Show. It's presented by Randy Thompson, State Farm Insurance, on the SVI Radio Network. Tomorrow night is Teen Vocalist, presented by Randy Thompson, State Farm Insurance, and somebody gonna win $1,000 courtesy of Skyview Lanes and Cineplex in Afton. I'm Duke Dance with David Kazare, and we are previewing tomorrow night's big show, which will take place at Star Valley High School at 7 o'clock p.m. You can also watch live at SVI Media and at SVINews.com. Coming up in the show, we'll talk about some of the preview some of the other contestants that are competing tomorrow night. But David, maybe walk us through the process on how the contestants were selected, because we had a record number of auditions again this year. The selection committee had a very difficult task to whittle that down to 8. How does it work?
Yeah, well, so you're right. It is certainly a process. But it starts off with getting the word out there so that anybody 18 or, you know, 13 to 18 could audition for this. So they hop onto the vocalistusa.com. They submitted an audition. And then from there, you know, we took those auditions once they closed, and we went through with the committee, and we would just play them and would play them dry, right? So these are a cappella auditions. So, you know, nothing fancy, no effects in the background. And, you know, and for me, I don't know how it was for you, but every time I'd get an audition, you know, I'd kind of do a little preview and listen to it. And I'd be like, wow, well, that's pretty, they might make it in, you know. And the next one, oh, my heavens, they might make it in, you know. And it really was a difficult thing, because by the end, I think almost every one of those auditions could have made it into the show.
Oh, yeah.
And it got difficult for the committee, Duke, because here's what happened. We had some really good talent that it literally was like slicing hairs to figure out who was going to get into the show and who wasn't. So, you know, first of all, thanks to everybody who did audition. And, you know, you always feel bad because you wish you could take more, you know. But with time restraints and all of that, I mean, you can only take so many. Eight's the max. That's how many seats we've got. And so we end up just having to do that. But it was close. A couple of those kids that auditioned, I thought were for sure going to get into the show, and didn't quite make it. It was very close.
Yeah, very, very close. So keep that for future reference, just so you know. Teens out there listening that may want to do this in the future, just submit an audition, because you never know what could happen.
That's right.
We have people in every year that think, I was just doing it for fun. I didn't think I'd actually get in, and then they get in. So go ahead and do it, and appreciate the selection committee for helping us out put this together. Let's talk about our next contestant competing tomorrow night. She is one of the two returners from last year's competition. That is Bria Jack. She was the 13-year-old last year. Now she's a whopping 14 years old, is Bria. But you know what? We mentioned this. She made it into the finals last year, and she is certainly one to contend with in this show.
She absolutely is. Yeah, Bria, 1 year older and wiser too, Duke, because I'll tell you what, she has got such a good voice. If you remember, as you mentioned, last year, making it into that second round. It was kind of fun too, because her sister has been a part of the Teen Vocalist, I believe, since this thing started, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely. So you had a chance to actually ask about that, kind of competing with her sister and making this part of a family affair, if you will. Here's what Bria had to say.
Last year was kind of just trying to learn. It was my first time ever performing by myself before on stage, like a song by myself. And it was a really good learning experience for me. And I think I just want to keep improving. So I thought I might as well try again this year and see how it goes.
Well, that is exciting. Of course, your sister has been a part of the Teen Vocalist as well. And I believe she was runner-up last year, so just came so close. But what's that like for you? I know you come from a pretty musical family. So talk to us about that, growing up in a musical family and singing and any other instruments you play. Tell us about that.
Well, with my family, yeah, it's very musical, so pretty much you can walk into any room and there's someone singing, so it's just been, music has been around me my whole life, and singing, just growing up into that, which was really fun. I really enjoy singing, so that's been fun. I took a couple piano lessons, but I wouldn't say that I really play the piano, but Yeah, so I don't really play any instruments. But
again, you can find that full interview with Bria Jack along with all the other contestants at thevocalistusa.com. Catch a portion of her audition there as well. But she mentioned it, Dave. It's a lifestyle, right? For a lot of these contestants, and Bria's no exception.
Yeah, well, she's got a great family, and I've heard them all sing. Even the dad, Mr. Tyler Jack.
Well, now let's not.
I've heard him sing, and he's got a good voice. So so I think it's in her genes. But no, I'm super excited. Because, if you listen to her audition, it's very obvious that the girl knows what her range is. She knows what she can do with her voice, and she's dangerous with it. So I would recommend you go listen to her audition at the Teen Vocalist US or the thevocalistusa.com.
Bria Jack, one of our contestants. Another one of our contestants, Dave, is someone I've been waiting to audition. And he did. As a senior, he finally did it. And when it came in, I was, yes, he did it. Joshua Baird. I heard Josh sing at a church setting when he was 10, maybe 11 years old. And it was in this youth program. It was a primary program thing. And, most of the kids in the primary, like you and I, they got cute little voices, you know. Anyway, Joshua gets up and he does this solo. And I'm just like, what? No,
like, hold
way
up.
And I remember I texted a few people in the church. And I was like, who is that kid? I just started going. I said, who is that kid? And it was Joshua Baird. And ever since I heard that, I knew he could sing. He's got some pipes. And I was super stoked to see his audition come in. Joshua, I've been waiting for it. I'm glad you did it, man.
It's about time. Yeah, there's those people out there, right, that you're like, okay, I'm waiting for this to happen. And when the audition comes through, he was one. I know for you that when you saw that audition come through, you're like, hey, check this guy out.
Mm-hmm.
And when I heard it, I was also very impressed by his voice. He's also had a few other parts at Starvalley High School. He was part of the musical Footloose.
Mm-hmm.
Had a big role there, and of course part of Syncopation. So the guy has experience when it comes to performing, so I think that he could be a good force tomorrow night as part of the competition.
Well, of course, you had the chance to catch up with Josh just like you did the others. Here's what he had to say when you spoke to him on Swift 98.
I've been in choir classes since middle school, and I was in the musical this year and last year. I was in Newsies and Footloose. And then other than that, I've been singing my whole life. My family used to say that my whole life was a musical because I'd just always be singing, like, no matter what was going on.
The Joshua Baird musical.
Yep.
Gotcha. Uh-huh. Well, that's fun. So you kind of would turn things into songs, and just for you, that's something you've always enjoyed. Do you play any instruments as well?
I played clarinet for a little bit during middle school, but not really anymore. But I do play some piano, and I've been trying to learn to get better at that. But other than that, not really.
Catch the rest of Joshua's interview and hear a portion of his audition at thevocalistusa.com, one of our 8 contestants in tomorrow night's Teen Vocalist, presented by Randy Thompson, State Farm Insurance. Here's another teen that I have been waiting to audition. In fact, you and I remember last year, at last year's teen competition, we had a conversation with Mrs. Carrie Allred, the choir teacher at the high school, mm-hmm. and we said, hey, is Anson Robinson going to audition, or why didn't Anson Robinson audition? And we had this conversation about Anson Robinson and how we want him to be in next year's Teen Vocalist.
That's
boom,
right.
Here he is.
Here he is. Yeah, Anson Robinson. I remember the first time I heard him sing. It was at a concert with his father, his late father, Marion, who passed away tragically a few years ago in a car accident. But I will never forget hearing those two sing together. I'm not sure exactly how old Anson was at the time, but he was probably maybe 10, 9 or 10 years old. But I'll tell you what, Duke, everyone at that venue had tears in their eyes. It was just such a cool moment. And so for Anson to try out for this competition, for me, meant a lot because I was just excited to hear him, hear his audition, and he just got such a beautiful voice, so talented.
You actually had a chance to ask Anson about his influence from his dad, and he even referenced that moment you were talking about when they performed together on stage. Here's what Anson Robinson had to say.
Well, I remember my first performance was, I was pretty young, but it was singing Danny Boy with my dad. It was pretty fun. Yeah, I've performed several times, and I just enjoyed a lot.
Very cool. So you've sung quite a bit at different events, probably church, I would assume, right? So just different places like that. What made you want to audition for the Teen Vocalist?
Well, a lot of people said that I should. but I
so
also...
So peer pressure, we can say. Part of it.
Part of it, I guess. I also just like performing. I think it's really fun.
That's Anson Robinson. Catch his full conversation at thevocalistusa.com. And what a cool kid Anson is.
He really is. Well, and what's fun about this, Duke, is, you know, we've talked about these different contestants, right? And we mentioned again and again uniqueness for each one. Anson has a style that's very similar to, Josh Groban, I think, is a good example, one that he can compares to, just kind of this deep voice. And you know, Anson, I mean, he's only a freshman in high school, right? So we've got to remember that he's pretty young coming into this thing. And so if, you know, this year we'll see where he goes, I could see him winning this whole dang thing. But, you know, if not this year, I could see him in the next few years really being a big contender for this. But he's just got this nice voice that no matter what he sings, you'll be like, that's a good voice.
Yeah, right? Right? Anson Robinson, again, one of our eight contestants for tomorrow night's Teen Vocalist Competition. Will he win the $1,000 prize, or will it be Vivian, Whitney, Grant, Bria, Joshua? And we have yet to talk about Maya and Weston. We'll do that in just a few moments. But tomorrow night's Teen Vocalist Competition starting at 7 o'clock p.m. Dave, of course, your big role in this is the video broadcast. You're always kind of up in the booth behind the scenes, making everybody, everything on the screen look good at home. And you do a good job. But the got to remind our listeners, though, the voting is only for those who are in an auditorium seat for the teen competition. We don't open it to the video audience.
That's right. And there's a few reasons for that, Duke. You know, as we've progressed through the years with this competition, with it being a local competition using teenagers, you know, something that came up early in our conversation was we wanted to make sure we kept this competition such a way that we didn't have to worry about a popularity contest, right? And what I mean by that is not having the general vote. You know, I think this is a good way of doing it. We have, you know, three judges that will be on stage. Their job will be to mark down their vote and who they feel, how they feel, you know, contestants are doing. But then the audience will act as a fourth judge in that. And so in the venue, at the site, you can vote for who you feel is the teen vocalist, and you will be able to act as kind of the fourth judge there. So anyway, I just think it's a good way to go because you don't have to worry so much about this popularity contest. It makes it a little more, level grounded.
Absolutely. So each judge will get 25% of the vote, so it's heavily weighted to the judges.
Correct.
The three judges make up 75% of the vote, and then the auditorium audience will make up the other 25% with a text-in vote. So again, it is broadcast live on SBI Media. If you can't be at the high school tomorrow night, absolutely watch it. But if you want to have a say and if you want to vote, you do need to be there. And because it is a teen competition, we've made it free for teens and younger. So we do have to cover the cost of the facilities and the building rental and everything like that. So there is a $5 ticket charge for everyone 19 and older. However, 18 and younger, freebies. So come enjoy the show. Cheer on your friends and
yes,
cast your votes.
That's right. Come pack the house. Again, these teenagers coming out and performing like this, man, how awesome is that, that they can do that, get up in front of people and do such a big event? So let's come out and support them.
It's the Teen Vocalist Preview Show on Swift 98 and The Spur, presented by Randy Thompson, State Farm Insurance. Absolutely appreciate Randy and his staff at State Farm for supporting local talent like these teenagers competing tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Check out Randy Thompson on the north end of Afton at State Farm Insurance. Still to come, Maya Allred and Weston Stuckey, the final two contestants that we need to preview. It's our Teen Vocalist Preview Show on Swift 98 and The Spur. Duke Dance and David Kazare in studio with you today on the SBI Radio Network. In place of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday today, we have our Teen Vocalist Preview Show presented by Randy Thompson, State Farm Insurance on Swift 98 and The Spur, and Teen Vocalist tomorrow night, 7 o'clock p.m. at Star Valley High School. Be there to cast a vote. If you can't be there, watch it live on the SBI Media broadcast on live stream or at SBINews.com. choirclasses.com. David, you alluded to this a moment ago earlier on in the show about how the voting works with our three judges and how it's heavily slanted to them over the audience vote. Well, I think we better tell who our three judges are, because I feel pretty good about our judges lineup this year. I like it a lot.
Well, I do too. You know, these three that we've selected as judges, which we really appreciate, by the way, because could you imagine if you and I had a...
That sounded real good. all I could say.
Exactly. Well, that sounded nice. I mean, that's really all... Yeah.
I wouldn't know anything.
So I do appreciate these three. They're phenomenal people. First of all, I want to start off with Eric Dalton. He is, of course, the vocalist winner of last year, so the Vocalist 2021. And I think there's a lot of excited young women that are grateful that he's coming, because he's kind of got the ladies swooning a little bit.
He does a little bit, yeah. So, and I'm excited to have him back, too, for different reasons, but I'm excited. Eric's the man. Yeah. You and I, we love Eric. Ever since we met him before the competition last year, even in the summer, we thought, hey, that's a cool dude. Yeah. And we're excited to have Eric on stage, man, to be a judge. He knows how to sing.
He
has it down, and yeah, I think he's going to be a great, great judge.
He will give some good feedback to these teenagers. But on top of that, Duke, I got to tell this story. I mean, I love Eric Dalton. I'm like one of his biggest fans, okay?
I'm going
to say
this,
that right now. Because when you and I went out to film him for part of the show last year, I remember I was talking to him. I was like, you know, your voice is so good, I think you should try singing this song sometime. And I gave him Boxes by Gavin James.
He had never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Didn't have any idea what I was talking about. So he's like, okay, well, yeah. And so I thought, yeah, you know, maybe 10 years from now he'll give me something. Well, we are at the next venue with the next, you know, contestant. We were filming them.
20 minutes away.
Yeah,
it was right,
exactly,
there.
Just right down the road. And we're down. And right in the middle of this film, all of a sudden my phone buzzes. I look down. Eric Dalton had just sent me this recording of him singing this song. And Duke, it's my favorite version of this song. It's even better than the original. It's phenomenal. So that's the kind of guy that Eric Dalton is. And he's going to be so great for these kids because he's so positive. Yeah. But also, he's just fun to listen to. He'll be performing as well.
Singer-songwriter Eric Dalton will be a judge and a performer, as you mentioned, in tomorrow night's Teen Vocalist Competition. Your 2021 Vocalist winner alongside Eric Dalton, maybe someone that's not quite as smooth, and that's our guy Boone Hodges. I first reached out to Boone at a basketball game earlier this year, and I learned that Boone could sing off of a Facebook prank video that his kids pulled on him, and he was at home and he was in another room and he was singing. And his kids started filming without him knowing it. And he walked in the room and he's singing this song. He's like, dude, Boone can sing. And then he found out that they were recording and he kind of went a little showbiz on him. And I was like, Boone, he's not just good for jokes. He can sing a little bit.
Well, he's got such a fun personality too, right? Like anybody who knows Boone just kind of smiles and chuckles because he's just that kind of a guy. So I'm excited to have him as a part of a judge because for a couple reasons. One, you know, maybe he's not a professional singer. Maybe he's not a vocal coach or whatever have you, but he does have the ability to sing. But also he's kind of a guy that's just like, you know what, let's see what you can do and give you some positive feedback. So he's going to be fun as a judge on the show.
I think he will look at it from the audience perspective,
yes,
which we like to have someone like that on the panel that can do that, look at it from the audience perspective. But that being said, we've got to have someone that really knows what's happening on stage and someone that can look at it from a performance perspective and a vocal ability perspective. And that's why we have Kayleen Anderson.
Oh, man, bring her in because, if you've never heard Kayleen Anderson sing before, you probably haven't, just didn't know it because she is so good. She's got this voice that really blows you away. But she's also, professional vocal coach. She has even doing some voice lessons right now for a group. I think she started up a group recently with her daughter even for the youth here in the Valley. So she's just got a great voice and just so fun. She was a secretary at Star Valley Middle School for many years. So she works well with these kids as well. She probably knows, I think, a lot of these guys. So that's great that she's going to be on stage as well to provide some feedback. And I know that she will be sure that the quality aspect is taken into consideration for the show.
And she was excited to do this. When I reached out and asked her, she was really excited to be on stage. So excited to have Kayleen Anderson on stage. You can get to know more about our three judges at thevocalistusa.com. Tom, Kayleen Anderson, Boone Hodges, and Eric Dalton all on stage tomorrow night for Teen Vocalist as your three judges for the show. Let's get back to the contestants. We've already had a chance to preview Vivian Barrett, Whitney Hale, Grant Buchanan, Bria Jack, Joshua Baird, and Anson Robinson. That means we have two left on the list. Ugh. And Maya Allred is one of those two. She's one of the younger contestants. 14, I believe Maya is. But she also comes from a very musical family, very strong music background, and it showed in her audition. She has great control over her voice.
Yeah, well, the thing about Maya is, you know, I'm sitting here listening to all these names, you know, as you're going down the list. I'm like, man, there's two more? Like, holy cow, these guys are just, they've loaded with talent, and Maya is one of those girls. The fun thing about Maya is, you know, a lot of people know Mrs. Carrie R. Allred, who is the music teacher at Starvalley Middle School and Starvalley High School, does such a great job putting on concerts, and she's just known for doing so much musically for the Valley. Well, this is her daughter, okay, first of all. But something kind of fun about Maya, she submitted this audition, and her mom had no idea. She didn't even know, you know, like Maya was just kind of quietly in her room. She loves to play the guitar, loves to play the piano, and she, you know, would love to be a songwriter, you know, singer someday. But she is just, man, she has got such a beautiful tone quality. I'm excited to see her in the show.
Absolutely. Maya talked about the reason she auditioned, and she kind of alluded to the reasoning why she didn't tell anybody. She's kind of new to performing on her own. She's performed a lot in groups, and when you had the interview with Maya, she referenced that. Here's what she had to say with David's interview earlier on Swift 98.
Usually I just get really nervous singing in front of people, so if I'm going to sing more in my future, I feel like I'd better get comfortable singing in front of people. Yeah.
So tell me what kind of songs you like to listen to. What's on your playlist these days?
I really like depressing slow songs for some reason.
depressing slow songs.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hey, you know, whatever floats your boat, right?
Yeah.
Maya Allred, I wanted to put that part of the interview in because it showed her personality a little bit. You know, it's just every single one of these contestants have that unique flavor, and Maya showed there what hers is.
She does, and even though the depressing slow song, she says, you know, looking at some of these choices that are going to be part of the show tomorrow night, there's a lot of fun songs as well, though. So it's not going to be just all a bunch of ballads and very slow things. This is going to be a fun almost like a concert, really, because each one of these contestants brings something big. Maya has got some great choices for tomorrow night.
Yeah, and she was one of those contestants when we heard her audition, we thought, Maya, where have you been?
Exactly.
So glad you auditioned, Maya. Thank you very much. Excited to have Maya Allred in the show. And that means we have just one more contestant to preview for tomorrow night's Teen Vocalist competition. It's a name you've probably heard before, because he's performed a lot over the last couple of years. That would be Weston Stuckey. And he's in the show choir, Syncopation. He's had some big roles in recent musicals and plays at the high school. And when I talk to Weston, he's just a performer. I mean, performing is in that kid's bones.
Oh, it totally is. You know, anybody who saw Footloose that Starvalley High School did here a few weeks ago, you'll know Weston. And man, that kid can perform, but his voice is phenomenal, too. On top of that, he's got a great personality. Like, when I was talking to him, I was like, man, I kind of want to hang out with you, man. Like, I know it's weird that I'm, like, twice your age, but can we, like, go grab a pop or something sometime? Because he is just a really cool kid.
Did he turn you down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want some bald Dave guy following me around, but he has got such a good voice, Duke. And on top of that, you know, because he has been on the stage, I think his presence tomorrow night is going to be seen. That experience is going to come through. So I'm curious to see how far he'll get in the competition.
Here's what Weston had to say about some of the performances he's already been involved with during the previous interview with David Kazare that aired on Swift 98.
Footloose was so much fun. Like, I felt like that I got to express a whole new part of myself, being able to act and just be crazy on stage. And it was so much fun because I really loved just seeing people after the show and the way that, and how much they loved it. And I don't know, that was part of the best part of the Footloose, was just seeing how everyone else loved it. But the other best part, I'd say, is just working with so many fun people who were there.
That's Weston Stuckey. You can find his full interview with David Kazare and a portion of the audition online at thevocalistusa.com. First time that Weston has auditioned and been on the Teen Vocalist competition, but He's actually performed on a vocalist stage. He was the one of the singers for the B-side in August last year. So he was actually on stage singing Footloose. That was one of the songs they did.
Ironically, yeah, that's right. No, and so that's I'm excited about that as well because, you know, bringing him back full circle a little bit, I'm really excited to see how far he'll go because as a senior – you kind of wonder, okay, is he really going to bring this in? You've got him, you've got you know, Josh Baird, you've got Whitney Hale coming in as seniors. Those are going to be tough ones for sure. They're going to be big contenders. Then you've got these wow factors as well. So, you know, I'm excited to see how Weston kind of fares in all this mix.
Again, you can find the full interview and a portion of the audition from all 18 vocalist contestants at thevocalistusa.com or on the Vocalist social media channels. Again, Vivian Barrett, Whitney Hale, Grant Buchanan, Bria Jack, Joshua Baird, Anson Robinson, Maya Allred, and Weston Stuckey, all competing tomorrow night for the $1,000. Dave, you and I have talked already. We always have these conversations, like, who do you think's going to win? Who's your favorites? Who's the front runner? I don't know. I don't know. They're all – it could be any one of these. It could be
really
any one.
It's really true. I know. That's the problem here, but it's a good problem to have because all of them sound so good. But, Duke, there's one person you forgot to mention that's going to be on the stage as well. That's going to be you. And I got to ask, man, here's the question. What are you going to wear? There's always the suit, right?
Well,
do you have any? What you doing? What you bringing?
I'll say this. I will be wearing clothing.
Well, thank you
I will
for that.
Be wearing something.
Man, I tried to think in my mind how I do the censor thing, and that I'm really grateful that we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, so. A lot of, But, I'll find something. I'll find something in the closet.
Yeah, Duke always has some kind of good outfit, you know, and I don't have anything to do with it, but I always got to know so I can get my cameras ready. So, like, there was that one year you had the mermaid thing going on.
Yeah, well, see, you
the,
say
the
that.
Shiny,
yeah,
the shiny
you
little
say
thing.
That was your favorite one. I know it was.
It kind of was, actually.
Yeah, I know.
But you give me grief. Cameras, though.
You give me grief over it because you like it.
But it was hard on the cameras because I had to adjust all of them because what happened is the lights would reflect off of that thing and then it put my cameras out of focus. So I'm like, what are we doing here?
Trying to keep you on your toes. It is a fun thing. I've got to dress up to make myself look presentable. So, yeah. If you could put in a little Photoshop on the bald spot on the back of my head, though, every time I turn around and walk off stage, I see that. It's like, come on, Dave.
I know. It's always, you
spray
know.
Spray paint a little bit on there.
Yeah, it hurts the heart a little bit. I know the feeling. I know the feeling.
I'm stoked. I love being on stage with the contestants. I get a chance to talk to them before they perform the first song. I love the interaction with the judges. Yeah. This is a fun show. Yeah. Really looking forward to it. Teen Vocalist, it's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock p.m. And again, you can meet all the contestants, hear their full conversation, get to know them better, hear their auditions, and more, all at thevocalistusa.com. We'll come back to wrap things up and just about ready to close things off and get you back to the music. But first, it's our Teen Vocalist Preview Show, presented by Randy Thompson, State Farm Insurance. Putting the wraps on our Teen Vocalist Preview Show on Swift 98 and The Spur. Teen Vocalist presented by Randy Thompson, State Farm Insurance, and our $1,000 prize made possible by Skyview Lanes and Cineplex, several other sponsors that you'll see throughout the show tomorrow night. David, we don't do it without the community support and these businesses that come forward and say, I want to support these kids that are putting their fears aside, stepping out on stage for solo competition performances. And we don't do it without the likes of people like Randy Thompson at State Farm and Chris at Skyview Lanes. Really appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. And we do appreciate them so much because they provide these opportunities for the community to come together and really rally around such amazing talent. And these 8 contestants, can you believe this? I mean, really, as you listen to their auditions and things, I think, man, again, when I was that age, what was I doing? I was not doing that. So I'm just excited to hear them perform tomorrow night.
Speaking of performances, we mentioned that one of our judges, last year's 21 winner, Eric Dalton, will be on stage to perform while in between some of the rounds. We're also going to have last year's teen vocalist winner, Kai Simpkins, be on stage. She'll return. We like to invite last year's winner to return and sing. And Boy, speaking of contestants that can sing, Kai was a great winner last year, and she's done some great things since then. We're really excited to have her back on stage tomorrow night to perform for you.
Oh, man, I think everybody who went to the show last year is like, oh, yeah, Kai, yep, we know. She can sing so well. My daughter, she just got into Instagram, right? And she was so excited. Yeah, she followed you. But she was more excited, more than Duke Dance, she was more excited that the Kai Simpkins followed her back. She's like, Kai followed me.
A big deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
She hasn't followed me back.
So come what on. Does that tell you? Yeah, but no, Kai has got such a good voice, so that'll be fun as well. You know, it's going to be just a great time tomorrow night. Really, again, as you mentioned, Duke, you cannot vote unless you're there in person. It is different than the vocalist that's done at the Lincoln County Fair. This one, you have to be in person in order to cast a vote.
So there is a ticket fee for those 19 and older. 18 and younger are in for free. The competition begins at 7 o'clock. Doors will open between 6 and 6:30 live at Star Valley High School tomorrow night for Teen Vocalists, presented by Randy Thompson, State Farm Insurance. David will be announcing who our celebrity judge is going to be as part of this competition. We'll be giving out some audition details for the big show. Auditions are actually going to open up after the show is over tomorrow night. But between Teen and the teen competition and the big show in August, we always have our winners concert and bring back some of our winners and do a wild card show. Excited for that. It's going to be a 4th of July weekend again this year with the town of Thane behind the community center on the lawn. It's going to be expanded into like a music festival with the nightcap being the wild card competition. I think it'll be a great weekend. So just want to let everybody know, plan on that Independence Day weekend, be in Thane. It'll be a good time.
It is going to be a great time. And we do that wild card show for a couple of reasons. Number one, it guarantees local talent in the big show in August. And so, as you mentioned, that's kind of a capstone of that thing. But it's fun because this year a couple of new things that are going to be going on at that wild card show. It's going to be more like a festival. Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
We'll have some great mix of performances and groups and bands that will be on stage, and maybe even some former vocalist contestants making a return as well. So looking forward to that. Dave, can't wait. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock p.m., Teen Vocalist at the high school. It's going to be a heck of a show. You better be there.
Be there or be square. Going to be a great time, Duke.
7 o'clock tomorrow night, Duke Dance, David Kazare signing off. Thank you for joining us with our Teen Vocalist Preview, presented by Randy Thompson, State Farm Insurance. This is the SVI Radio Network.